An unexpected loss.
You can be a leader.
The words had ricocheted through Blake's mind countless times since his father had said them, in part because he had long had doubts about his ability to lead, also because they were the last words his father ever said to him. Days later, Jeff Brown died of a heart attack. It had all been so unexpected, as heart attacks usually are, but in this case, even more so. His dad had been in great physical shape. He'd eaten the right foods, gotten plenty of rest, and exercised 3 to 4 times per week. He and Blake had just returned from the ski trip of a lifetime. No one, especially Blake, had been prepared for Jeff's death. A month after his father's funeral, Blake was sitting in the university library, struggling not only with his father's death, but also with the idea that he could be a leader. Had his father been blinded by his love for his only son? Was this just another example of his dad's eternal optimism? Or perhaps, the scariest possibility of all, could it be true? Maybe Blake could be a leader. There were so many questions Blake wanted to ask his dad, and now he couldn't.
You can be a leader.
Blake could still see and hear his father saying these words. When he replayed them, his responses varied from "no way" to "really?" Blake wondered how these words would play out in the years to come. Would they be a blessing or a curse? At this point, they felt like a very heavy burden. Jeff had been a great leader. He'd been well-respected, loved by most, and very successful. He'd served his organization with high levels of integrity and skill. He had also served several other nonprofit organizations in various capacities. He'd been devoted to his family and led them well. This great legacy placed a lot of pressure on Blake. Even if he could lead, he was convinced he could never lead as well as his father. Now, Blake didn't know what to do next. He was about to graduate from college and needed a job. He was confused and scared and didn't have his father to give him advice, something he had undervalued while his father was alive. Only now did he realize how valuable that advice had been. Hundreds of people had gathered at his father's funeral. After the service, Blake met many of Jeff's friends and coworkers. One of them was a middle-aged woman his dad had mentored for several years. Her name was Debbie Brewster. And when she introduced herself, she was fighting back tears. "Your dad made such a difference in my life," she'd said. "If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. It would be an honor to help you in any way I can." Blake didn't know what else to do, so he gave her a call. She remembered him right away and sounded genuinely excited about meeting him for coffee the next day. "I thought I was getting here early," Debbie said with a laugh as she approached Blake, who was already anchoring a table at the back of the cafe. He stood to greet her. "Well, Miss Brewster, I didn't want to keep you waiting. Dad always said we honor people when we honor their time." "He taught me the same thing," she said as she took a seat. "But please call me Debbie." She smiled wistfully. "This reminds me of my first meeting with your father. When I called him Mr. Brown, he stopped me and said, 'Please, call me Jeff.'" "I really appreciate your meeting with me, Debbie," said Blake tentatively. "How can I help?" she asked. "I'm not sure," Blake confessed. "Okay, let's start there." Again, Debbie smiled. "We really don't know each other," she began. "But actually, I feel like I do know you pretty well."
"Really?"
Blake was surprised. "How do you know me?"
"Your father and I worked together for over 10 years.
Blake wasn't connecting the dots.
"He loved you with all his heart," Debbie said. "I know he did."
"And because he loved you so much, he talked about you all the time."
"He did?"
"Yes. We heard about your first date, your 16th birthday party, your game-winning touchdown at homecoming, your college search, and we even prayed for you when you had your car accident a couple of years ago."